Now he says, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you're mad? And I let you handle that one, friend. You don't want the outside world to think you're mad. If there's one thing that we need today is intelligence in this world, this scientific world that we live in a world today that is majoring in sophistication. We today ought to present a logical, meaningful message that is understood. Because if we don't, they'll think we're mad. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not unlearned, he's convinced of all, he's judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And in other words, if you preach the word of God and he comes under conviction, he'll be converted. Now, verse 26, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edify. Now, if you're going to have a tongue, let's have it make sense. Let an interpreter be there, and let it be something that makes sense. A friend of mine, I say he was a friend of mine, he was actually a student of mine. He told me about going to a tongues meeting, and he had been a Roman Catholic, and he knew certain of the ritual in Latin, and he gave part of the Mass in Latin, and sat down, and another man rose up, he said, I want to interpret. He interpreted. He went on to say this, that, and the other thing. And so this fellow got up, and he says, I just want you to know that that's not what I said. I gave you the Latin Mass, and he told him what he had said in it, and before he could finish, the ushers were there, and they hustled him out of the place, told him not to come back. And I don't blame him for that. I think he was wrong in doing that. But the important thing is, the thing has to make sense, you see. If any man speak in a tongue, let it be by two, by the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Now, if a man wants to speak in tongues today, because he's going to say up here, forbid not to speak in tongues, and I'm not going to forbid if you want to do it. But you make sure an interpreter's there and make sure the thing makes sense. If it's just a lot of lollipop, then I want to say that it's no good. That's not the way the Spirit of God moves. He makes sense. And if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Now, if he insists on it, if he wants to have a nice little to-do with himself, why, let him go over to himself, and I'll not object to that either. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. Now, evidently, there were prophets in the church in that day that could speak prophecies, the daughters of Agabus, there were others. Well, we don't have them about today. Even the weatherman doesn't do very well in our area about predicting the weather for the future.